This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Imagine hearing a voice coming into your ear just like that, that directly. Hello. Have you ever done that, Victoria? Hello. It's Victoria. Hello. It's Kara. Hello. It's Doug. We all have our business to do. We all have our problems. We have solutions. One of the things that I pride myself with regard to this program especially, and other things that I do on the air, is that I'm trying to find solutions to problems, not just talk. You know, sometimes it's not obvious or it's not readily in front of you. Sometimes I throw out things for you to think about that maybe aren't part of the mainstream. For example, my approach to the coronavirus and where everybody else is screaming and yelling about it, I just say, look around and see what else there is that is a problem. A far bigger problem is the regular flu, especially here in our country. Do we ignore the coronavirus? No. You talk about it and you try to do something about it, and the best thing you can do is protect yourself. You feel like wearing a mask? Yep, good idea. Enhance your immune system? That's a great idea. So I offer that as suggestions. Also, I want to offer congratulations to a fellow broadcaster who's been a friend of mine for a long time. He used to be more prominent on this program. His name is Dave Graveline, and he's got a show that on many of these stations you hear over the weekend. It's in his 25th year, called Into Tomorrow. So congratulations, tip of the hat to Dave Graveline. A lot of shows in that space have come and gone over the years. I think he and Leo Laporte and Kim, I always want to say Kim Kardashian. I don't know why. Kim Komando. Those are the three major shows on the weekends dealing with technology, and they're all good. So, but Dave's been around a long time. He's a good guy. So we've fixed that and addressed that. Now let's talk about the lady who's been in space for 328 days. Victoria, quite a record, yes?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Christina Cook has said hello to gravity once again. She, as you said, she spent 328 days in space. She landed in an area of Kazakhstan this week, and it's the longest mission for a female astronaut. She beat Peggy Whitson, who's had the record with 288 days in space. And so Christina Cook was only supposed to be in space for 6 months, and then once she got up to the International Space Station, they realized that they wanted to extend her trip, and she actually took place in helped out with more than 100 experiments, including studying how plants grow in space, which is kind of cool, and a lot of atmospheric things, how they can better and more efficiently burn fire in space, which will help with fuel efficiency. So lots of really cool experiments that she was part of. And I think probably people might know her best as being part of the first all-female spacewalk with fellow astronaut Jessica Meir. Christina Cook did 6 spacewalks, but that first all-female spacewalk was a really big deal and was televised and was super cool. So she was asked what she will miss about being in space, and she said the exquisite beauty of both the planet Earth and this marvel that its amazing people created, referencing the International Space Station.
All right. So congratulations there. I think that these sort of accomplishments are so cool. It just is cool. The ability, imagine doing a conference, press conference, the technology that's involved in getting that done. It just is really, it's fascinating.
Well,
fantastic,
yeah, and she, and
beautiful.
Also having, yeah, and also having spent almost a solid year in space, this is also allowing the NASA doctors to study the space flight effects on the female body, because we really haven't been able to do that. A lot of studies were done on Peggy Whitson, but to have the longer a woman is in space, they really want to know what the aging effects are, living in zero gravity, you know, all those things that NASA has been testing the male astronauts for so long. They haven't had any female data, and so that's also helping for future female astronauts.
Speaking of females, can either of the two of you shed some light on this situation after the New York Times expose on the culture at Victoria's Secret, A lot of models. What's the story behind that story? Would you mind?
Boy, that's a Lifetime movie waiting to be made. Yeah. I don't know how much you've read into it, but yikes.
Well, enough to be curious, and I figured you both would have talked about it because you love to gossip about this stuff off the air.
Karen and I actually, we haven't talked about this.
No,
but,
haven't you?
No, Bella Hadid, who is, of course, one of the biggest models in the world right now, she and her sister Gigi Hadid, certainly two of the biggest, she came forward and said that she was sexually harassed by, I forget the guy's name, there are two old white men in charge. One guy is the oldest one who founded it, Leslie something I think his name is. He founded Victoria's Secret, and then he had an underling who was maybe 10 or 15 years younger, and he was the guy who ran the day-to-day, and he was the guy who apparently sexually harassed a lot of the models, physically touched them, basically tried to hook up with a lot of them. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And now they have a female CEO, but if you think about it, Victoria's Secret has become, for most women I know, Victoria's Secret has just become so out of touch. And those two old guys made so many statements about the Victoria's Secret fashion show and that, you know, only certain girls would be allowed to walk in it, no transgender models, things like that. And then there's even another horrible story of a female worker at Victoria's Secret who worked in the marketing department. She was 5'10 and 140 pounds. Women all know that's a tall, thin girl. And they had a buffet luncheon, and this guy, Leslie, stopped her on her way back to the buffet, told her to cut out the pasta and the carbs because she was getting fat. Can you imagine? You work in marketing, and your boss tells you that.
Yeah,
it's just, it's crazy.
You mentioned Bella Hadid. Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man, or she supposedly is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, that's right,
yeah. Most handsome man in the world. I don't know if I, you know, okay, so who agrees, who doesn't agree?
It's based on some science about the measurements of their face. Yeah, so
yeah. His eyebrows, nose,
yeah,
lips,
he has the perfect ratio,
jaw.
So that's why he's the most
So apparently,
attractive.
Like the measurements of your ears, the length of your ear is supposed to be the length of your nose, and the width of your eye is equal to the distance between your eyes.
Goodness.
So you should only have one eye distance between both of your eyes. So they found him to be 92.15. Yeah, something accurate.
92.15. So the others on the list, Henry Cavill.
Yeah,
91.64. Bradley
Henry
Cooper,
Cavill.
91.
Yeah.
Point, Cavill, 0.08. Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt
Superman.
Is 90.51. And Clooney is 89.91. So he's got him beat, apparently, according to some stupid... Who knows what? Who came up with this stuff?
It's just for fun.
It's just a science thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, as far as I'm concerned,
are you upset that you're not on the list? Is that really what this
I am.
Is coming
I'm very
from?
Upset.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. There's ageism involved in this. I can
get
tell.
Somebody to measure, and we'll see where you rank on this scale.
Okay. Right. Exactly. So it'll prove that size counts. All right. Next, let's get to in a moment the situation at the Chicago Auto Show, which is going on right after this.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up to quarter after the hour here on the DJV program, this year the nation's largest and longest-running auto show in Chicago is going to be held, and there are a lot of things that are going on. A lot of people, there's always buzz on what's going on with new cars, the concept cars, the variety of models, that sort of thing. What's the future of the SUV versus the sedan? So let's get to the bottom line here. Matt DiLorenzo is Senior Managing Editor for Kelley Blue Book. He loves cars. I love cars as well. So this is always a dangerous thing for me to get into with somebody else who loves cars. We could go on for the rest of the day, Matt. I know that you don't have time to do that. So let's get to the position that you have. You're live at the auto show in Chicago, and maybe you can underscore some of the highlights that you've seen so far.
Sure, Doug. It's an interesting show. You know, a lot of people have been saying that sedans are dead. But here at the show, Kia has a new Cadenza, which is a full-size family car. They've redone the exterior of it a little bit, made it look a little bit sharper. The interior is really nice. It's really a great value, too. So I think that's one of the things that if you're shopping in the market, you kind of you zig where people are zagging. You look for things like sedans. Another important sedan here is the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid. Now, here's again another mid-sized family car, and it gets 54 miles per gallon on the highway. And they've done a lot of things with the hybrid system to make it quite usable. It has the same trunk space as a standard Sonata. Sometimes these hybrids, they can have the batteries in the back, and you lose a little bit of the trunk space.
Is there any buzz there talking about Hyundai because they've suspended domestic production because of what's going on in China? The Chinese parts manufacturers are not supplying parts. So what will that do if this thing really shines and people want to buy it? Are they going to be able to?
They will be able to. They the Koreans do have some assembly plants here in the U.S. where they do build cars like the like at the Kia, and the Sonata is built here in the U.S., so that's not much of an issue. The new Palisade full-size SUV, which has taken off for them, does come from Korea, so there could be some.
I saw one of those yesterday here in Los Angeles. They're pretty sharp. They look a lot like a Rover. I'm a Rover guy, but I'm looking at those things and thinking, wow, they really was very. I had to look at it twice to see what kind of a car it was.
They're really packed with a lot of value, and you know, they offer the all-wheel drive capability, and that's one of the things a lot of people are looking for. Here in Chicago, we're having a bit of snow, and Acura has taken the opportunity to talk about the 1 millionth super handling all-wheel drive system that they've sold. So they offer this really advanced all-wheel drive system on the MDX and the RLX sedan, but also it's used on the NSX supercar. So it really shows that it can go both ways. It can be used for foul weather traction or a super sport handling car like the NSX.
Isn't the Chicago Auto Show the largest auto show during the course of the year?
Yes, they have over a million square feet under roof. The McCormick Place is just a beautiful. It's probably one of the nicest auto show venues that we go to. We haven't gone to L.A. and New York and Detroit. It's a beautiful facility, and they get over a million visitors over the course of the show. So it truly is a great place for people to come and shop and look around for cars.
All right, so the new cars that are there, let's get a summary there. You were just mentioning the fact that a lot of people are declaring the sedan dead, but it really isn't. There are vehicle trends, though. What do you see as you look around there, and what are you going to be talking to some of your clients about?
Well, certainly crossovers are a big deal. You look at things like the Subaru Outback, which offers, again, all-wheel traction and that sort of off-road ability. They have the new Outback here, and that's a very popular vehicle. You're seeing a Jeep brought Gladiator Mojave here, which is another off-road vehicle. So trucks still are the thing going on in the market today. They account for over two-thirds of the new vehicles sold.
I want to spend a little extra dough. The new Land Rover Defender, I think, is there, is it not?
There you go. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's quite an attractive vehicle, and they're counting on it to do big things for them.
Yeah, I think there's a wonder as to what's going on with Brexit and how cars that are made there, like the Jag and the Rover, made in England, what's going to happen? How are they going to get them out? That may be another discussion.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if we get a trade deal with them, and if the pound ends up being devalued a bit, they could become a value. So you may get that Defender sooner than later.
ChicagoAutoShow.com is the place to go for more information. ChicagoAutoShow.com. Thanks very much, Matt DiLorenzo from the Kelley Blue Book Organization.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's the time in this hour of the DJB program, an honored tradition. People love our keeping up with the Stones, if you will, in this circumstance. Up with them, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Stones continuing the No Filter Tour later this year. They've announced another 15-city run of North American stadiums, starting May 8th in San Diego, going till July 9th down in Atlanta. Tickets on sale a week from Friday, the
14th. Yep.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock local time. Keith Richards said, "We had the best time on the road last summer, and we're ready to do it again." Of course you are, because you all put about $45 million in your pocket. So, last year the shows grossed $177 million. I think I'd like to split that up three or four ways, right?
Yeah.
You got to give the talent agents 10% and the venue cost. But I'm sure by the time they're all done, they can split up 100 and a quarter.
Okay. They can pay the rent.
Yeah, they'll be okay. Final night of the tour was held at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium. It had to be moved up to the... Remember Hurricane Dorian?
Mm-hmm.
And that took its toll, so they moved it up a day. Fans stayed dry for most of the night, but when the Stones got to Gimme Shelter, near the end of the... Said the clouds opened up and it poured into the stadium. The Stones say fans can expect them to mix their massive hits like Brown Sugar and Start Me Up and Sympathy for the Devil with some of the deeper cuts that they have, like Dead Flowers and Monkey Man. Last year, they even dug out Harlem Shuffle for the first time since 1990, and Mercy Mercy for the first time since 1969. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy Mercy Mercy.
It's a, 60s Stones is my favorite era.
Really,
I love the Stones. And in the 60s, they just had, they were so good.
Super duper. All right, so that's the update on the Rolling Bones. And now, see what you get a load of this. In celebration of his upcoming album, Ozzy Osbourne, called Ordinary Man, is offering fans a chance to get an Ozzy-inspired tattoo at a number of parlors around the world next week. That's the day before, the 20th, the day before the album is released. Ozzy, in fact, posted a list of tattoo parlors on his website where you, if you're a fan, can get the opportunity to hear the record early and choose from exclusive designs that the resident tattooists will personally use because they've dreamt them all up. Times and prices vary on this. Ordinary Man, which is what we're listening to right now, is Osborne's 12th studio album. Finds him performing with an impressive guest list. Elton John. I think that's Elton John right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
They actually sound pretty good
almost
together.
Compatible.
Yeah. Which is right, that's not what I thought before I listened to it.
I'm with you, kid. I didn't think it was the two of them together, but it does sound okay. Also, Post Malone. And then members of Guns N' Roses and the really Red Hot Chili Peppers. They are really hot. And Rage Against the Machine. He first released Under the Graveyard, followed it up with Straight to Hell from the Elton John duet Ordinary Man. He did that on top of it as well. So really kind of creative. Ozzy, I don't know, I've never been a big fan of his. I get a kick out of his wife. Who's very protective of him. Didn't he have some problems with her? And she was going to divorce him. Do I remember that?
I think they were separated for a while, but it was drugs, because he was back on drugs. So
right.
He got sober, and he's been sober for a long time now.
Well,
so then they got
back. But the drugs have probably given him the Parkinson's that he's got a problem with right now. He had
Can't
a bad
help.
Fall. Remember that last year? No.
Yep.
Despite his health setbacks, though, he was pretty much out last year. He wants to resume his No More Tours 2 in the spring. Been making more public appearances. He was a guest spot at a couple of Post Malone shows and a presenter at the Grammys. He says, if you saw me at the beginning of last year, you'd think I was blank, 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 and blank. But I'm not. All right, so.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another sharp rise in the number of people diagnosed with the coronavirus on a cruise ship off Japan. The country's health minister through an interpreter.
41 people tested positive for coronavirus. We are now preparing to transport them to medical facilities in Tokyo and other prefectures.
That brings the total number of cases aboard the Diamond Princess to 61. Thousands of passengers are under a 2-week quarantine. Two more planes carrying Americans are on their way to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. The number of deaths from the virus is now 636. the White House has announced that the al-Qaeda leader Qasem al-Rimi was killed in Yemen. President Trump directed a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen that resulted in his death. There was no information about when the operation was conducted or how it was carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tapping into what's going on in the world, the universe, how do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with a treasure trove of talent in the form of Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today as she continues to spend the weekend having a good time because it's her birthday, and happy birthday to her. She deserves all of the accolades and all of the time. She's a good human being, wonderful, actually, human being, one of my favorite people in the world. And she gets into, you know, a lot of the stuff that makes radio good. She's a very good broadcaster, and I'm glad to have her here as part of the program. Also, Victoria and Kara working away. And I keep saying that. I said this, a couple of hours ago. Working, it is work. This is our work. It doesn't feel like work. I don't know, maybe some days it does. Depending on what's going on behind the scenes. But it's never supposed to sound like work when we're on the air. It's supposed to, you know, sound like we're having a conversation like everybody else does, whether it's in the morning or at work or at a bar or wherever it is. So a lot of the things going on conversationally are focused on the political realities of the caucus in Iowa and what's going on in New Hampshire this next week. And so apparently the people in charge, the Democrats up in New Hampshire, are not going to let themselves fall into the hole that they did in Iowa. They're not going to follow the lead at all when the votes are counted and reported from the primary officials, say that they are going to be, it sounds almost like a page out of Ed McMahon. You never used to watch the old Tonight Show because you're not old enough, either one of you, but Ed McMahon would do a bit with Johnny Carson and he would have the answers. It was called Carnac, and Carnac would put on a big turban, unbelievably politically incorrect in today's world, but he'd put on a turban and he'd be silly and he'd put the envelope up next to his head. And Ed would say, this has been sealed in a hermetically sealed jar on the porch of Funk and Wagnalls. Well, that's pretty much what they're going to do with the stuff from New Hampshire primaries next week. And, well, they should. This is important stuff. And you know what? Also, it calls attention to the fact that people, you know, so many folks think they've done their job by voting in the final election in November. No. You gotta be involved in the primaries because this is where you really make your choices. The choices between a Republican and a Democrat, maybe an independent when it comes around in November, but getting the people in, that's why people say, oh my God, some of these candidates are so ridiculous. Well, the hardcore lunatic fringe from either side, the right or the left, they're the ones that get out there and they push these people. And I don't mean to speak ill of Bernie because I think he has a lot of good traits, frankly. And you know what else you need to give him credit? I think you need to give credit to all these people. They put themselves out there for all kinds of malicious, horrible stuff. Look at what happened to Biden and his kid. Whether they're guilty of that stuff or not, you know, and I look at all the other people that have put themselves out there. I've said some things on occasion about Kamala Harris. Not that they aren't deserved because she's an opportunist, but you know what? You gotta either have a big ego, you gotta have a thick skin. And in not all of their cases, because Kamala Harris was out there for herself, but I think a lot of the people that run for office, whether it's this kind of office, the highest office in the land, or whether it's other places, there are people who actually go into public service to be public servants. And unfortunately, some of them get a bad rap because in this day and age, what it costs you to be, let's take a congressman in Washington. You have to have a place in Washington. You got to have a place back where you live. You don't have a living allowance. You get paid $147,000 a year, which for some people is a lot of money. But when you have to maintain two residents and go back and forth, that's why they get as corrupt as they do, because they need the money, and that's why they have these fundraisers, and that's, you know, why they get kissed by some of the people that we don't want to have, like, you know, you can name any of the oil companies, the drug companies. There you go across the list of all the people who want influence. They're the ones who pay to keep these people in public service. And it's really not an easy task, frankly. And I think we ought to give them more credit. Sometimes all we do is criticize them, and we ought to give them more credit. But we've made it difficult because they don't get paid enough. I mean, some of people complain, oh, look at all the money they're doing. They aren't working very hard. Well, that's our fault because we're the bosses, supposedly. We should hold them responsible and not let them make rules that are in their favor as much as they have. But to totally discount everybody who is a public servant in that way, I think, is folly.
I'm glad you said that because I know, you know, Jen isn't here right today, but, you know, she often says that, you know, the only way that anybody goes into public service is ego-based. And I really disagree with that. I think that,
some, but it's not all of them.
Well, obviously some, but I'm glad that you said that, you know, that you also don't think that it's every one of them, because I never have. I think that there have been genuinely concerned people who have gotten into politics for the right reasons.
And Bloomberg is one of those people, by the way.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
He doesn't need to do it. He doesn't need to do it.
He's worth $58 billion. What does a guy like that need to get into the fray at 73 years old for? He doesn't have to do that.
No. So, I have a couple of friends who've worked for him, and they said that he is, you know, when he works on climate change and when he pays money out of his own pocket to cover the cost of what the United States would have paid into the Paris Agreement, it's because he's deeply concerned by the science that he sees.
And that is something you can't take away from him. It may be some people take shots at him because of the drink ban or whatever, but that's nonsense in comparison, in the overall scheme of things. That's nonsense.
I've also been saying this about the money that he's paid, and, you know, people saying he's paying his way into it. Well, Tom Steyer has a ton of money too, and has also
gotten anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the race much longer.
Yeah,
and he hasn't gotten anywhere. So obviously, it's more about the message that people are resonating with than him paying his way in.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, back to New Hampshire for a moment here. It is rare that you find what happened in Iowa happens in New Hampshire. Very rare that you see the same winner. If you go back over the years of, I'm thinking back over my life, and I don't know that there was a time. There may have been, somebody would find an exception to that. But anyway, the chaos in Iowa will not be repeated. I will tell you, they're very organized in New Hampshire. They are unlikely to experience any of the problems, and there'll be a good, solid return, and there'll be solid voting. There'll, most of the people that are able and of age and are legitimately qualified to vote will vote in the New Hampshire primary. That's just the way it is up there. Tens of thousands of people will go to the polls, and it'll be interesting. I'm betting Bernie comes out on top. That's where I am at the moment, whether that's what I want or I don't want. I think he's been one of the ones, by the way. He is way beyond where I want to be socialistically. I mean, his socialism stuff doesn't work for me at all. And my sister and I talk about this all the time. Is there a way I could consider voting for Bernie? Well, he talks about some of the ag issues that I'm interested in on the farm. But in the overall sort of spirit of things, he's just not where I am.
But, you know, with a Republican Congress, he wouldn't get anything really passed
of the stuff that's too far. Anyway.
Well, I mean, but if you think about it, like, you know, Trump made a lot of blustering comments, too. When's Mexico going to pay for that wall? We're still waiting for that.
Nah,
you know, I mean, people say a lot of stuff that's as far left or right or whatever, and then the reality sets in.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, you know, when people like Jen say, and I know, again, she's not here, and I'm not trying to speak ill, but when she's not here, but, you know, she off the air has said, you know, she's terrified of Bernie. Well, I don't really know if that's something to be worth worrying over, because if there's a Republican
what
Congress,
I want is somebody that can work with people, and the only person I see on the field right now is Bloomberg, who has shown he can work with both sides. I'll tell you, Mitt Romney did a great job as... I know he's anathema to the hardcore right at the moment, but he worked well in Massachusetts with the Democratic legislature, as the Republican governor there now is working well with the Democrats. And not my fault. I like Mitt Romney better. The guy's name is Charlie Baker. He screwed a lot with agriculture, and I'm not happy about that, because that's, other than the radio program, that's where my heart is. So, now, next pet peeve is what's going on at the Boeing Corporation. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. There's another problem at the helm, at the wheel of the 737.
To me, this is something actually worth worrying about. If you fly, this is a real thing to worry about. Are we ever going to get on a 737 MAX again?
Right. There was an event in London, an industry event in London this week, that apparently the aviation administrator for the FAA, who wasn't supposed to say this, somehow it got out, that there's another flaw in the 737 MAX. So now they have the one that they were dealing with, and now there's another problem which will extend the target date for the plane's return to service. They have taken, Boeing took a write-off of almost $8 billion on their tax returns that, as of the end of the year, will show negative for the first time that anybody can remember at Boeing. This thing has been almost a year going on now after those two planes crashed. They aren't any further. As a matter of fact, as I just said, apparently, they're further in the hole than they were before, because every time they think they have a fix, they find another flaw. Why the hell don't they just throw the whole thing away and start from scratch in terms of... computer stuff. Yeah. They have 458 planes in the two airports, the Boeing plants up in Washington. They got 400 and some odd, I think it's 449 of these planes that are on the ground, not flying. So think about it. That's almost 1,000 planes they built, and the planes sell for, depending on the model and what's in it, $35, $40 million apiece. Do the math. You can see why they took a write-off of $6 billion. And so anyway, this is a really serious problem, and nobody seems to know what the fix is. Even with all the brilliance that they have, all the technology people in the world, they can't figure out what to do to make this airplane work, and I'm not sure they're ever going to. The last incarnation was the Boeing 737-900, which is a good plane. They should just scrap the MAX, screw it, And, you know, they can't do much with the planes they have on the ground except change the engines, change the software. That's what they're trying to do. They can make the planes run as the old 737-800s because that's what they are with new technology. Take the old technology out, the new stuff out, take it off, put the new engines on or the engines that go with the 8, and there you go. You're all set. How come I'm the only one?
How come they didn't think of that?
Because they don't. I mean, there's a lot of ego involved in this, you know. And the people, the board of directors is finally getting through to get rid of these people who's. You remember how arrogant the guy that ran Boeing was after the
first.
I was
appalled at that
press conference. Pilots don't know what they're doing. Oh yeah, right.
I mean, it devolved quickly into him just blaming the pilots who crashed. I don't even understand that. Yeah.
The American Family Farmers Show is something that I do every week with lots of love. I mention it because we're always talking about ag issues here, your food. This is a food, family, and farm combination focus that we do every week. It's heard around the country on weekends, and actually during the week, I think, on Thursday morning early. Plus, we have a, I think, Kara, you edit the podcast, right? Don't you do the farm podcast?
No. Bob does the farm show.
Bob does it. Okay. Anyway, there's a podcast always available. As a matter of fact, the one that we have right now, the first one you'll come to when you go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is a focus on drones that may be replacing bees for pollination purposes because we need to have, there's a big focus on that. I have the outgoing president of the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, on this week. So catch the podcast and focus on what's going on in the world of farming and your food at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
The holidays are here, and that means it's time to sit down and consume your favorite holiday TV shows and movies, but you might be in for a surprise. For those of you who are cord cutters, you might find that many of the most popular holiday shows do not have a streaming outlet. Fandango recently published a list of 20 such holiday movies and specials, so things like all of the different versions of A Christmas Carol, that Rudolph special we love, and even the animated classic from 1966, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is on the list. Topping it, though, is Buddy the Elf. Yes, Will Ferrell's beloved movie Elf cannot be streamed on one of the subscription services. We've posted the full list on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about this.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Take a trip into the future. How about them apples? Our pal Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert, that's his website, ourautoexpert.com, is here to talk about some of the cool cars that are being introduced at the Chicago Auto Show. And so we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Speaking of cool cars, just because we are in the gloomy throes of wintertime does not mean you can't enjoy your time on the road, especially if you have the right car. So let's see if Andy Solomon can tap us into that info.
There is no substitute for caution and common sense when driving in inclement weather, but choosing the right vehicle can make a world of difference in safety and performance. To help drivers find the cars that are both fun and safe this winter, the experts at Auto Trader named the 10 coolest cars for winter 2020. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader.
For a well-equipped new truck at a reasonable price, we suggest the Ford F-150 XLT regular cab with the optional four-wheel drive. It can handle pretty much anything winter can throw at it, and opting for the regular cab helps keep the price in check. The Chevrolet Silverado 1500 is also good, but here we like the Trail Boss version.
Whether for commuters or adventurers, this list has something for everyone.
If you want a winter-ready sedan, we like the freshly updated Nissan Altima SV with optional all-wheel drive. For an affordable small SUV, we like the Honda CR-V. But if you want to do some serious adventuring this winter, the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon can take you just about anywhere.
For the complete list, visit autotrader.com.
All right, let's get to it here. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, who had a snarky comment, apparently, when he was asking Kara, who is the producer of the program, what I wanted to talk about. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what I want to talk about because, you know, all there is, I have never met anybody in my life who knew as much. And I like cars and I know a lot about stuff, but you know, because it's your business. So what do you mean? What do I want to know? First of all, I want to know if your wife knows you're at the Chicago Auto Show. That's question number one.
Well, I leave the house usually at Sunday night, and I come back Friday night, and I never get to ask where I've been all week. So I have
really?
To get married.
Wow, what a great relationship that is. Good for you.
I know.
All right, well, I happen to know you're in the snow in Chicago, which is the biggest auto show. How did Chicago, just out of the heck of it, why Chicago? Because of the McCormick Arena, and that's got enough room for all this stuff. Why is it the biggest auto show in the country?
Yeah, everybody decides, you know, they want to be the best in some sort of thing. So Chicago actually has the best amount of space. It's a million square feet, 1,000 cars, and that's a lot of carpet. Let me tell you, I hope you got a good vacuum because there's a lot of carpet to be vacuumed around of these cars. Yeah, it's a big place, and there's a lot of cars here. I'm not sure it is the number one for foot traffic. I think that always goes to Detroit. They have the most foot traffic inside the show. But if you're talking about space, Chicago wins.
All right, so what are you seeing there that you like, whether domestic or foreign? What's catching your... I mean, again, it takes a lot to impress you because you've seen all of this stuff mostly here, there, yeah. and everywhere. So what's grabbing you as you look around the auto show now?
There's quite a few things that are kind of cool. I'm very impressed by Genesis. Genesis are Hyundai's luxury brand, very much similar to the way Lexus works with Toyota. It's a separate brand. Until now, they've had three sedans out in varying sizes. But they have just introduced, you might have seen the Super Bowl ad during the big game. They introduced their first SUV. It's called the GV80. And this thing is a rear-wheel drive, which I know will put a smile on your face, Doug. But the fact that it starts at $50,000 and it's tailored for a princess is going to make everybody super happy. I mean, this thing is amazing looking. It doesn't photograph well, by the way, which is interesting. But when you see it in person, it's amazing looking. It has this sort of quad headlights. They give you all of these world's firsts in there. One of the great things, one of the things that annoys me most about driving, I'm not sure about you, is the amount of road noise. Like, I like big vehicles, but they sure do make a lot of noise when they're on the road. Not engine noise, not camera, but the actual road noise. And so they've invented an ingenious way of stopping the road noise coming, not from blocking it, but they use like sound waves to block it out. It's very clever. So when you drive it, it's almost silent on the inside. It's very eerie, but it's also nice not to have to listen to that coming from the tires all the time.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on as a result of the coronavirus in China. A lot of parts and factories there being closed down, and apparently that's spelled the end for a while of being able to build cars like Hyundai. Is that so?
Yeah, so, I mean, the coronavirus, at least, I think it's pretty serious, and I think a lot of people aren't taking it as seriously. Apple shut all their stores down in China, they're trying to sort of stop the spread of this disease. And because factories are closing down, because people don't want to be amongst other people, parts aren't coming out of China. Even things like paint color and paint pigments come out of China. So you don't have paint pigment, you can't paint your car. And it's not like you can just go down the local paint store and buy it. I think the coronavirus is going to have a roll-on effect. So new cars may be in short supply if they have parts made in China.
All right, there's Nick Miles at the Chicago Auto Show here on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour. Thanks, Nick.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.